Game 4, Yankees and Indians. The Yanks trying to even the series and force a Game 5. That'll get everyone fired up in New York. The legend, Mariano Rivera, throwing out the first pitch. Luis Severino on the hill trying to rebound from that wild card start. Pick things up in the second scoreless game. Todd Frazier with the man on facing Trevor Bauer.
Breaking ball line down the left field line. It is a base hit. One hop off the wall. Scoring is Castro. Frazier to second with a double. It's a ribby double for Todd Frazier. Judge struck out his first time. Swung on and line deep down the left field line. That ball is one hop off the left field wall. Hicks scores. Gardner scores. Judge to second with a double. The Yankees have erupted for four runs in the second inning. Hit on the ground at third. Urshela goes to first, high, safe, and a run scored. How do y'all like that? You can't take anything for granted in this game. Now here's Gary Sanchez. Swung on, hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high, it is far, it is gone. He is the Santino. Oh, that Gary is scary. Gary Sanchez goes the other way and rips one in the lower seats in right.
What a difference a second opportunity has made for Luis Severino in this postseason. A ball and two strikes. And this guy hits it.
Fastball away, and then he lets the emotion show.
3-2. On the ground is shortstop Gregorius to Bird. Severino's night is complete.
7-3 the final as the Yankees win both games at home and tie the series up with the Indians at 2 apiece. Luis Severino rebounds from that tough wild card outing to pick up his first career postseason win. He allows 3 runs in 7 innings, striking out 9. Tommy Canley, 2 scoreless innings to pick up his first career postseason save. Brett Gardner, 2 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. It'll be a winner-take-all Game 5 back in Cleveland on Wednesday night. CC Sabathia up against Corey Kluber. 4 Yankee errors in the game led to 6 of the Indians' 7 runs being unearned. The Yankees even the series at 2 games apiece. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
And I think part of it is the steps that I've seen him take this year. You know, you expect players to take that next step, and he has continued to do it all year. And, you know, I told him after the game he grew up a lot today, you know, because you think about he's starting to get tired after 6 innings. It's the part of the lineup that's given him the trouble, and he was able to get that extra inning, which I thought was really important for our bullpen. And to me, that's growing up.
Other questions for Joe? Over here. Go ahead.
Joe, I know Judge had that one hit, but that was a key at bat against Bauer in the second. What allowed him to challenge Bauer so much where he was kind of forced to throw fastballs to him?
I just think, you know, again, I've said he's been patient, and he continues to be patient, and they're making a lot of good pitches on him. There's no doubt about it. But he's maintaining his strike zone, and when he gets a pitch to hit, you know, a lot of times he's able to hit it, and he was able to do that tonight. And that is a huge hit. I mean, that's a big hit. There's a big difference between 2 and 4, and it allowed Sevy to relax a little bit. And, you know, they kind of declawed their way back into it. You know, they got it to 5-3, but we were able to add on, and that's really important against a club like this, that we were able to change the momentum back.
To your right, Joe, in the plaid.
You guys have a lot of momentum going into this Game 5. How important do you think that is for a lot of these young players on this team?
Well, the fact that we've been able to play in some of these games, I think, helps. You play in the game Minnesota, you play in a game where you're down 2-0, you're down 2-1, you're facing a guy that we really didn't do anything off of the last time. So, I mean, obviously we know we're facing a great pitcher, but there's a lot of confidence in that room, and they pick each other up, and they grind out at bats, and pitchers pick each other up, make big pitches. So it should be a lot of fun Wednesday.
In the center, Joe Hazel.
Joe, getting back to Severino, what specifically did you see the difference in the way he attacked the Indians lineup this time as the previous game in the wild card game?
I thought he was on the corners more. I thought he was down more today. He really didn't hit a spot. I asked Larry after that 6 hitters that he saw in that game against Minnesota, and I said, you know, he was up. He goes, he didn't really hit one spot the whole night in that game. But tonight he did, and I think he was able to relax a lot more. He was able to control his adrenaline. I believe the first fastball we saw against him, for him against Minnesota, was 100. And maybe the first one was 96 tonight. And he was able to, you know, channel things down and make his pitches as opposed to just trying to power his way through it.
Seated in the back row.
Joe, each time your team has been faced with a must-win, they've been stepped up to the challenge. Has you learned anything throughout this stretch with your team that's maybe caught you off guard?
No, I don't think so. You know, I've seen them step up a lot during the course of the season, but obviously, you know, when you're in the playoffs, I think it's important to learn how to win those games, and I think you see players mature pretty quickly in these type of games. So, you know, moving forward, I think it's important. Obviously, Wednesday's a really big game, and let's see what happens.
Joel, to your right, Joe.
I recognize it's a lot, but I wonder if you can in some way frame the past 48 hours from how you personally and this team might have felt on Saturday and how you feel right now.
Yeah. You know, when you go through what, you know, we went through on, I don't even remember what day that was, Friday. It's as difficult as a loss as I've had in as a manager. Had some difficult losses as a player, but it's really difficult, and it's difficult because I care so much, and it's not just, you know, it's not caring about myself, it's caring about everyone else that is involved, and that is wrapped up in the Yankee baseball. You know, whether it's the fans, the front office, the owner, the players, the trainers, the support staff, the coaches. I really care. And, you know, we've gotten it back to 2-2, and, you know, we got a shot now. So it's a totally different feeling than it was the other day, and these guys have picked me up.
You're right, Joe. Ken.
Joe, could you just walk us through the eighth with Dellen and then Canley?
Yeah, well, I mean, Dellen, you know, struggled throwing strikes, and I just felt like, you know, I had to make the move to go to Canley. And in a night where you're trying to stay away from Chapman, you know, I'm trying to do everything I can to stay away from Chapman. So I just felt like I had to make the move. You know, his other four innings have been really pretty good. But tonight he was a little off.
And also your DH spot.
Well, they're due. That's the bottom line. They're due. So hopefully they have a big night on Wednesday.
Luis Severino bounces back from that wild card outing to pick up his first postseason win. He goes 7 innings, allowing 3 runs, and talked after.
The big difference that was that I get it for 1 inning. I didn't get it to 1 out. I get through 6 innings. So I was feeling great. You know, the localization of my pitches was great. The second batted pitches too. So I think that was the big difference.
To your right, Luis, Bob.
Luis, how important was it to get through that first inning, 1-2-3, without any problems?
It was important to me. You know, last time, you know, I gave 2-1 out. When I gave 1-2-3 inning, I was, you know, so I was feeling happy. I know that I got to get my best stuff over there today because, you know, I want to get to game 5. So I was feeling great.
To your left, Luis, Dave.
Luis, you had to be getting a little tired towards the end. You went a long way into the 7th. You threw over 100 pitches. How much did the stadium kind of help you through a little bit when they started chanting? Did that give you a boost to kind of finish strong?
Yeah, of course. You know, I hear the stadium calling my name, so you know I know that I got to go over there and get that extra. You know, that I have that I work all the year. So you know, I just want to go over there. You know, try to have fun and help the team win.
To your right, Luis, Ken.
Luis, so you gave up Santana, the 2-run homer in the 4th, and then Perez, the solo homer in the 5th, and then. How did you straighten out after that?
I think that was 2 good pitches. You know, I threw a slider by door. You know, got a great swing. And same Perez, you know, I threw fastball side. He hit it good, you know. And, you know, that was it. You know, I wasn't, you know, I didn't do nothing that bad, you know. Just, you know, talk to Larry, you know, see the pitches where he was. And just, you know, he told me to, you know, to get more break in my slider and try to, you know, get ahead of the count. That was it.
Third row, John.
Luis, last night you talked about trying to stay calm, even, you know, telling yourself to breathe. How did you go about actually going through that process on the mound?
I think if I don't do that, you know, they're not going to help me. Because I talked to Gary, you know, when you see me doing something, you know, maybe rushing, you know, talk to me, go talk to me and say, hey, calm down, you know, make a pitch, because sometimes I try to overthrow or something like that. So when he go over to the mound, say, hey, you know, don't try to overthrow, just, you know, calm down, make your pitch, and you're going to be good.
Aaron Judge picks up his first hit of the series, a two-run double. He talked after the game.
Yeah, that was huge, you know, especially having Bauer on the ropes right there. You know, you got to knock in those runs to get him out of the game, you know, and we were able to get that done and, you know, get to the bullpen.
And you look at your at-bat in particular there. You were down 0-2 in the count, were able to battle back and put a good swing on the ball. How were you able to do so?
Just had to grind it out. You know, the team needed a couple runs, and I just tried to stick in there and just fight off some tough pitches, and finally, you know, got a fastball kind of up and in, was able to put it in play.
How have you felt overall this postseason at the plate?
Felt good, you know, not getting those mistakes. You know, when they throw it over the middle of the plate, you know, I got to do damage. You know, I haven't been able to do that, and it's been a grind, you know, but we keep winning. That's the most important thing.
Speaking of mistakes, they made some key errors there, particularly early on in the game. Was it a question of taking advantage of that at that point?
Yeah, anytime a team like Cleveland makes a mistake, you got to capitalize. You know, with their lineup, you know, their pitching staff, you got to capitalize on mistakes, and we're able to do that.
What did you say about the resolve of this team? You face an elimination game in the wild card, and then back-to-back elimination games here. Now you're going to Game 5. What's the confidence level of this team?
It's been the same since the wild card game all season. You know, just keep playing our game. You know, when we play our game and focus on our strengths, what we need to do, you know, good things will happen. We'll be where we need to be.
How good was it to get back at Bauer this time?
I think we're just more happy getting the win, you know, especially after, you know, what he did at Cleveland against us. You know, he's pretty dominant, you know, and we were able to scratch off 4 runs against him was huge. You know, we were just able to put a lot of good quality at-bats together and like they said earlier, capitalize on some of their mistakes.
This was the Severino you saw all year, not the one you saw in the wild card game.
Yeah, no, that was dominant Sevy. You know, he was attacking hitters again. You know, he's getting into good counts. And when he's getting ahead of batters, you know, it makes it tough. You know, when he throws 100 plus that nasty slider and a good changeup, you know, it makes it tough on those opposing hitters.
Aaron, what do you think it meant to him to be able to bounce back and have this type of performance tonight?
It's huge for him. You know, he's been kind of sitting on that wild card game for a while now, and he couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to get back out there on the mound. And that just shows, you know, the poise at such a young age that he has, you know, after the wild card game coming out in the first inning and to put up this performance in a, you know, a must-win game for us was incredible.
Aaron, number of strikeouts the last few games.
What was that? It'll be electric. You know, it's must-win game, Game 5. You know, so we're all looking forward to it. And like I said, just keep playing our game. As long as we win.
The 3-2 pitch that Bauer struck you out in the first inning, he came back, looked like with the very same pitch that you got the double on. What's your when you're in the box and it's 3-2 again? Can you kind of take me through like what your process is and what you're thinking?
Yeah, you know, I'm in the box. You know, I kind of step out and I go over, you know, what he was trying to do my last at bat to me, and then, you know, before I step in the box, I could try to have a solid plan. You know, my plan was, you know, stay on the heater. You know, especially a guy like Bauer who has good stuff, has confidence in his stuff. You know, he's going to come after you. So I just try to stick with my approach of trying to get a heater over the plate and was able to do that.
He seems like he really relies on his curve a lot in those spots. Were you surprised that he challenged you with that fastball with the full count, especially with the first phase open?
Not at all. You know, Bauer's a guy that's got great stuff, and he wants to go out there and show it. You know, he's a dominant pitcher. He wanted to – I wasn't surprised that – use his fastball there.
How big was Tommy tonight? He comes in the eighth and ninth, and then that saves Chapman now for Game 5.
No, it's huge. What Tommy did tonight was incredible. Coming in like that after Dylan and getting 3 outs like that, he came in with 2 guys on, no outs. With that Cleveland lineup, that's a tough situation, you know. But we had confidence in Tommy. He went out there, and he did his job.
Given how many relievers the Indians have had to use the last 2 games, how big of an advantage is it to have 2 guys go deep into games back-to-back like this?
That's huge, you know, especially, you know, if we can, you know, try to get to Kluber early, and, you know, we'll see what they got left in their bullpen, but, you know, we got to take it one step at a time right now.
Aaron, why do you think you guys were able to be confident when you left Cleveland down 0-2?
Just, we know what type of team we have here. We're a team that battles and keeps fighting, and, you know, we never waver no matter what the situation or where we're at in the season. We're just going to keep battling.
It's a winner-take-all Game 5 back in Cleveland on Wednesday night. CeCe Sabathia opposed by Corey Kluber.